Welcome to the Voice of Washington Wine. This is Sip Northwest Live, presented by Delta Airlines, You Can't Stop Seattle, by MassMutual Financial Group, proud supporter of the Washington wine industry, and by Brotherton Cadillac Buick GMC, celebrating 100 years of local ownership and community service. Now, here is Brian Bushlack.
And welcome as we broadcast on location this weekend from Southern Oregon, counting down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up August 21st through the 27th here in historic Jacksonville. Hope you can join us. Just a quick flight here on Alaska Airlines. And this is, in my mind, the biggest and best event of the summer right here at Bingham Knoll. We caught up with Floyd Harmon, who's the executive director of the Asante Foundation. And he promises this year's event will be bigger and better than ever.
Well, that's what we're hoping. We had over 2,500 attendees last year over the course of the events. It was really terrific. A good time was had by all. And, you know, it's really a high level, very high quality events that people really love. So they come back.
It's not the Southern Oregon Wine Experience. It's the Oregon Wine Experience. And you do it upright. This is a week-long deal. It's not just one night, right?
Well, thank you very much. Yes, it is the Oregon Wine Experience because we're here to celebrate the full breadth and depth of Oregon wines. And they really celebrated down here, the multiple varietals from all around the state. We start with the Oregon Wine Competition. We bring in the best judges in the world. We put the best wines in Oregon on their palates. And all those award-winning wines are featured in the course of that week. It's some amazing culinary and wine events. So it's a great thing for the state, the wineries, and, of course, all the guests that are the first ones to try those wines.
And I think it's great because I've been telling people all along since last year, I tell them consistently in Seattle and Portland, you got to get down to Southern Oregon. If you haven't been down there, get down there and enjoy yourself for even just a weekend because there's so much happening here. I mean, really, this is everything you could possibly want all right here in your backyard.
Well, what we say is this event is everything Oregon. And so when you come down here, you know, it's the Oregon hospitality. It's the food, the farm-to-table food. It's the Oregon wines. You look out, you see mountains, you see rivers. You can go to Crater Lake, fish the Rogue, see a Shakespeare or Brit Festival concert. There's a million things to do, and it's really the quintessential Oregon event.
Yeah, it's only an hour and 15 flight from Seattle, about 45 minutes from Portland. Points elsewhere. I mean, it's a quick trip to get here too, isn't it?
Real easy. The airport is easy to get around. It's great to get around this whole area. You can visit, you know, literally hundreds of wineries in your spare time, and there's just a ton to do. And of course, the events are the highest quality.
Floyd Harmon is the executive director of the Asante Foundation, joining us here as we count down to the Oregon Wine Experience coming up in August. We'll tell you much more about that throughout the summer. We'll be back for the event. It's going to be exciting. I couldn't make it last year. I was really disappointed. And this year, it's like blocked out on the calendar that whole week because, I mean, if you want to do it up, I mean, you could come down here and spend the whole week. You don't have to if you want to come down, you know, midweek for the judging or toward the weekend. There are a lot of options, aren't there?
Well, yeah, you can come down. The way this event is scheduled, there's lots of different events. There are different styles. There are different venues, just different ways. It's something for everybody. So when you come down, your wine life will be changed. Let's put it that way.
And Southern Oregon is so special. I grew up in Central Oregon. I'm an Oregon native. I spent a lot of time here. And this area has grown up so much. We talk all about the wine and this event. But the restaurants down here, I mean, there's a lot of great restaurants, too.
Oh, the culinary aspects of our event in this region are terrific. So it is. It's an opportunity to come down and taste the best that Oregon has to offer. And it just happens to be right here in Southern Oregon.
We appreciate what you've brought to the event. I know that they had events in Southern Oregon for many years, but Asante has stepped in as the title sponsor. And I know you have to feel pretty proud about that and what this event has become here in Southern Oregon.
Well, the cool thing about this is 100% of those proceeds go to benefit Kids Health. We're a Children's Miracle Network hospital, which means we have the highest level of pediatric care for our 9-county region that serves over 600,000 people. And that's really why we do it. That's why this is a signature event. So, you know, having excellent health care and helping the kids, you know, that's and having wine and having fun, I mean, what could be better?
Floyd, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you in August.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks to Floyd Harmon for joining us. We'll continue our countdown to the Oregon Wine Experience as Sip Northwest Live continues across Seattle.